Kath Akuhata-Brown's a writer and a filmmaker, a creative and proudly Ngāti Porou. And we're talking today about her short film, Wash Day, which has won the Best Director of a Short Film at the Brazil International Monthly Independent Film Festival. Kath, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program again. E te tuene, tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora, Kath.
Now, I remember that song from Garage Parties on the East Coast.
Look at that. See, I wasn't so familiar with it. That's what intrigued me. What are the Romeos? I'm going. But
I have no idea. I just, you know what it's like. You know, you hear a song and the words stay with you, and you don't interrogate what that means.
Well, it had a bit of a garage feel about TJ and Hoodie's version, I might add, as well. Hey, firstly, congratulations. But just for our listeners, can you share a little bit about Wash Day? And when did this acknowledgement come through, and finding your film in Brazil must be pleasing too?
Yeah, actually came through yesterday morning. I was really surprised when I woke up to an email from my producers telling me that this had occurred. It was really lovely. The film, we shot the film a couple of years ago now, and it screened at the New Zealand International Film Festival. Was co-winner for Best Short Film during that time. We shot it up in Ruatoria. Basically, our location was at the bottom of Mount Hikurangi. The story really is a really simple story about a relationship between a father and daughter. And it was really about the title, which came from Wash Day at the Pa. The idea being that I wanted to bring back some tikanga and dignity to an idea or to a series of photographs that when I was growing up, you know, didn't receive a good reception back on the coast. So, yeah, that's really the short film.
Got a little info up about it. You unearthed some beautiful talent too. Tell us about the kōtiro who played played the part. When we spoke of this, when you just made it a couple of years back, Kath, you were full of praise for her.
She's a darling girl. From Gisborne, she is a tuhaka. Her name is Bailey. She's at school at the time at the age of 8. And when we cast, our casting director, Yvette, who's also from the East Coast, she pulled in about 32 kōtiro from around the area. And the brief was really simple, you know. It was, you must be able to speak to them, comfortable in water because, you know, we were going to be near a river. And just in terms of that thing that you look for when you're casting, Bailey was the one who shone through. So then we cast the father, turned out to be Te Kohe. And as it turns out, of course, Te Kohe is her uncle. So it was really lovely to have these two people working on this film. We were related to each other, and Te Kohe was wonderful with her.
There's some lovely magic. You shot it deliberately in black and white?
Yep. It was black and white, and it was because I wanted to invoke the kind of collective memory of those images from Wash Day at the Pa, and then kind of reframe them in a way whereby we could take some ownership.
You're a teacher of screenwriters, and I know that when you talk with them, it's a common theme, but a difficult goal to attain, that's finding your own voice. It applies too to radio and broadcasting or any sort of creative sector. What is that? Why do you push screenwriters and those who are developing scripts or filmmakers to find their own voice, Kath?
Well, I mean, you know, Dale, storytelling is an age-old thing. And the stories that last through time are the ones that that speak to us with originality, authenticity, I hate that word, but authenticity, and come from a place of self-knowledge and truth, and only someone who can speak in their own voice can do that. There's no point trying to echo what other people are doing. It's ridiculous. I'm more interested in what you have to say of the world, you know. Your experiences of how you experience love and connection and culture is different from how I experience it. And your truth is as valid as mine, you know. So, and that to me is what makes stories really interesting.
Just back to this kōtero that you discovered, or, you know, she was always there, so it's not like you discovered her, but that you're able to include in your wash day film, which has received international acclaim. What's happened to her since? I think of The Piano, Whale Rider, where our young actors have gone on to create careers in this area. Has the kōtero played in Wash Day also? Does she have ambitions in that regard?
She does. She was really smart. She was a very smart kōtero, that one. For the film, I brought in Briar Grace Smith to coach her. And Briar and I, afterwards, you know, I see a lot of films being made with young people, and I admire directors like Nikki Caro because of the follow-up work that she did with Keisha Castle-Hughes, and also, you know, she maintained that relationship. And I guess we take our lessons from those who've gone before us, and so after the film, Brian and I stayed in contact with Bailey and continue to this day, just to check in on her. When I move forward later this year with my feature, my intention is to try and find something for Bailey to do in the film as well. Those relationships, they're long-term and they're lifetime relationships. I love the way that Taika, you know, when he started out, those actors that he's worked with and his friends, he still works with them to this day, and that's a sign of someone with a lot of integrity and commitment to relationships and to working with the people that they start out with.
Tēnā koe. Well, Wash Day is a lovely piece. It's a short film, but it's won acclaim here in Brazil. And other places too, no doubt. It's got some legs, isn't it? A story like this is timeless. Are you expecting it to rear its head?
I have to give credit, you know, Dale, to my producers, Verity McIntosh and Julian Arahanga. I also have to give credit to the rest of the team, in particular as well, Fred Leonata, who was the cinematographer. Fred is a master storyteller with pictures. And the way we all worked together in our collaboration was really behind the success of the film. I mean, I just wrote something, you know. In anticipation of making a feature, my producers asked me to make a short. They said to me, look, you haven't done anything for a while. You've only done television. And we need to show that you can handle a feature film. And then they said to me, oh, and by the way, it has to be really good. Oh, and also, it has to win awards. I was like, oh, God, guys, no pressure. But, you know, happily, we pulled the right team together, and happily it did succeed locally and internationally. It screened at Melbourne. I was there in the audience when it screened. It screened over in at Imaginative. Actually, to be honest with you, Dale, it's screened in just about every country, except, I think, for some of the Asian countries. And it's screened at just about every Indigenous festival as well.
Tēnā koe. Do you know what, Kath, I work next door to this young bloke, and his name is Te Rangi Tāwaia Reedy. And I'm thinking, yeah. Hey, the first assistant director is Te Rangi Tāwaia Reedy. Did you do this one, bro? He says, no, that's my dad. So there we go.
It was amazing. I loved having TY on that shoot. You know, if you're going to go go to a place like Grotoria. And, you know, for me, it was going home.
Oh,
no. But TY, having TY there was next level. He's awesome.
I'll make that one up too. And so's his son, I might add.
Yeah.
And his wife is pretty cool too, I might add.
Well, you know, Junior and I have been friends for a long, long time. And, of course, I'm related to TY. And I am Young Te Reo Tāwai's auntie. So it's kind of, filmmaking is a whānau affair. And it has to be in order to get through the hard things.
Look, I absolutely know what you're saying there. Ngā mihi, congratulations. It looks like a beautiful piece. And now you're working on your very own feature film. Where are you at? What stage are you at with that, Kath?
Well, it's been funded.
Choice. Well, there's a start, eh?
I know.
Beautiful. Okay, so what stage are we at? Then you've funded. Got the dosh.
Producers are in contracting stage with the funders. And we are aiming to go into pre-production at the beginning of, what month are we? August. And filming at the end of September through to October. So the film will be delivered and ready to be seen August next year, I guess. Yeah.
Are we able to, do we know what it's about? Are you talking about a little?
Oh, yeah. No, I can talk about it. It's because it's all over the place at the moment on websites and things. They've been doing some really great, serious marketing. And, you know, the prep the producers have been doing has been going on for a couple of years, maybe even longer. So the film is called Corker. So that tells you that it has a very specific Ngāti Porou flavour about it. And it's a story of a kuia who lives down at the bottom of the South Island and is returning home back to the East Coast. The idea, however, on her journey is that, you know, it should be just a straight journey, but she ends up running into a young delinquent girl who steals everything from her, and so the old lady's got to go track her down, and she finds her at a caravan park. And the caravan park is populated by people who are, you know, back in the 90s, I worked on a documentary called A Caravan Called Home. It was supposed to be a documentary about people who lived in caravan parks, but actually it turned into a documentary about poverty. And that's what we find in this caravan park. Anyway, I can't talk too much about what happens, except to say that they both make it. Just by the time they get back, they're not the same people they were when they started their journey.
Tēnā koe, have you chosen new actors already?
I don't know what the producers want to do, whether they want to make that announcement at some point. We do have as our executive producer, Desiree Armstrong. You know, Desiree's from Tātanga Hauiti, back down on Ngāti Porou. And I've tried to, as much as I could, get people who are from home. Luckily, after years and years and years of activating from the likes of Don Sowen and Merata Mita and Barry Barclay, there are experts now who are Māori, who are artists working in film. So luckily, it wasn't that hard, too hard to find.
He's very, very diplomatic and politically sidestepped. You should play for the Warriors and you'd be able to get around your opponents. Hey, Kath, I'm really excited, though, about, you know, what that will be, and also want to congratulate you on the success with Wash Day. That's fantastic. When you say the funding is in place, I'm hoping that it's New Zealand funding, or did you have to reach offshore to make this happen?
Oh, no. Went to Hollywood and got millions. No, of course I did, and of course it's local. Nobody overseas knows me. They're not going to fund it.
They might now that you've won this this Tohu over in Brazil. Best director of the short film. So there you go.
Happily, the New Zealand Film Commission came to the table and, you know...
We've got a Māori at the helm now, Wahine Māori.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see some more.
It was about 2-3 years ago they established their own, the New Zealand Film Commission established their own rautaki and appointed Te Okahurangi Waka to run a Māori fund. So luckily for us, we came in at a time when that fund was up and running, and that's the fund that we managed to secure. So I'm grateful to the Film Commission, Te Okahurangi, and also Hurlsider, Kenneth Graham, because those guys worked really, really hard to help us get it over the line.
Looking forward to seeing that and talking with you about it as it becomes a reality. All the best to you, Tuhine. Tēnā koe, congratulations.
Lovely to talk to you again, Dale.
Thanks, Kath.
Ngā mihi.
Kath Akuhata Brown.